of those questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the Arkansas game on Saturday.
After evaluating the film from this past Saturday in a very hard-fought game against Auburn, they have a very good team. Hard-fought, we battled very well. Got behind early in the game, which we wish we wouldn't have been able to do, and then had momentum swings in the game and had chances to make some plays to get back to that momentum. Didn't quite make them, made them late. Got back in, had a chance in the end on all three phases. We didn't play well enough, played very well at times. Certain situations didn't play as well as we needed to. Defense, we gave up a couple things. Offensively, not enough move the football, but not enough substantial drives. And what we did, finishing drives down in the red zone a couple times, gave up a punt return and kicking game a little bit, and just need to play better. But at the same time, we're extremely very close. The mistakes in which we have are extremely fixable, and right there in front of us, and we see them, and the kids see them, and we as coaches see them. We got to better do a better job of keep coaching these guys and put them in better position as coaches and do a better job, and then just finalizing the things we have to do. So, but we've had a good week of practice so far. The Monday and Tuesday practice were both very energetic and understand that, but still have an opportunity to have a very, very good football team. Just have to fix the issues. Going into a very tough game against Arkansas, it's always a rivalry game. This game has always had great history, great tradition. Being able to go up to the venue in Dallas and be able to play is one of the great venues in college football. I think the neutral site games are good for you as a college player. I think they can promote some things later on as our team develops and things in which we have. And it's a great plan for our fans and some of the people in that part of the state to be able to easy access to be able to get to a game. But Arkansas is a very good football team, very balanced. They're going to, you know, Nick's playing quarterback for them, very talented guy, can throw the football, make all the throws, very good competitor. Tight end is very talented, young wideouts are skilled, backs play. Chad always does a tremendous job on offense with eye violations and tricks and screens. And I mean, just does an outstanding job. And Chavis has been around his business a long, long time. This guy's had as much success as anybody in the defensive coordinator. They mix their fronts with their overs, their unders, they jump into their bare blitzes, man coverage, zone coverage. I mean, they do a really good job, and special teams are very solid. So what we have to do is focus on ourselves, play very well, get better this week, hopefully have a great game against Arkansas, and just keep getting better as we go. But we need to have a great week of practice and play well for a whole game in three different phases, all three phases. Questions?
We'll begin with Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Jimbo, how you doing?
Hello.
Knowing Nick like you do, how do you think he'll respond to that 5-interception game? And based on what I read, it sounds like he had a pretty good transfer from you guys in terms of doing things the right way. How do you feel about all that?
He's an extremely classy guy and a very, very good player. Like I said, Nick is definitely a starter and started here, and could be. I mean, it was just a situation in a tough battle. When the one could play, and he elected to do that, but he is a class individual who can play. We had a very good in the transfer portal, been going through that whole process. I think he'll bounce back. I mean, he's a very good player. He's very competitive. He's very smart. He knows when he makes mistakes. He can. He is a competitor here in practice. He would do if he had a tough day the next day. You can think that next day was going to be a really good day. So this guy is a heck of a player, very competitive, and he'll have great to play. And he'll be ready to play.
And you guys are, I think, 3 touchdown favorites. Arkansas come off that really bad loss to San Jose State. But last year, they came off a really bad loss to North Texas, and then they ended up, you know, having the ball down just 7 late in the game. I mean, do you expect this to be another kind of wild?
I expect every game I have to be a very tough game. This is a great league, has great players, and plus there's rivalry, tradition, and all the things that go into this. There's no doubt, and I had no idea that we were a favorite that much, and I can't see that on film. I'm just watching us. We're trying to get first down and get stops and be able to kick it and do the right thing. So, you know, they'll be ready to play. Hopefully we'll be ready to play, and hopefully, you know, probably be another great game.
Next, we'll go to Nate Allen.
Jimbo, as far as the running game is concerned, do you see you're going to have to add Mon to do it more as far as the
– Well, not necessarily. I mean, he possibly could or possibly not. And there's some things there that we can get to, we believe, that can help us. And we're a few inches off on some things. And a couple of their players are really, really good players that we know that defeated blocks. So at the same time, we have those schemes if we want to. But at the same time, we believe in what we're doing and how we're doing it. So we'll adjust and see as we go.
Defensively, what have you seen out of Arkansas?
Very multiple. I mean, different fronts, edges wide, you know, they'll play wide technique, a lot of blitz pressures inside, a lot of different angles they'll bring, whether it's three down, whether it's four down, inside blitzes, outside blitzes, multiple coverages. I mean, they're going to be an over, they're going to be an under, they're going to be an okie, and they're going to get into their bear stuff. He's going to bring his bear and his twists and his A-gap pressures and what he does. And that, you know, it's been working for him for many, many years. And they're multiple, and they present a lot of challenges.
Next is Tom Murphy, Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, hey Jimbo, Arkansas has got a lot of new skill talent, a lot of freshmen. I'm wondering what you saw those guys on tape.
Athletic, big, long, explosive, and you know, really good players. I mean, really are. You can see the talent level in which they have and the skill level in which those guys have for sure.
Last year's game, you know, Kellen had really run for a lot of yards on them in 17, but last year's game, they controlled them a little. What were they doing in that game?
I mean, they ran their normal defense, and we had opportunities on some things. They defeated some blocks. We just looked at a couple plays in that game that we had opportunities to make plays. One of them was a run in which he had, and we had it with, you know, could have been a walk, you know, we thought could have been a big touchdown run, and they just defeated a block. I mean, it was that simple. I mean, it was their guys got off blocks, made blocks, and did a really good job. And then, of course, they changed some schemes. I mean, they of course, were probably more cognizant of him and watching him, but at the same time, they did a good job in beating this. Sometimes it's players just beating blocks sometimes. You know what I mean? It's not just anything schematically, just drastically different. And then there's a couple of those plays they did.
Excellent. We have a follow-up from Bob Holt.
Hey, Jim, we talked about Nick and Boyd being from A&M, but, you know, Chad's an A&M graduate. She's coach there, and Ron Purdy's got one of their analysts is from A&M. What do you think about playing a team with all these guys who have some kind of connection to
them? Well, you know, you do that a lot in this game. It's amazing how many times you go to a school and you're in this business long enough. The coach, people have ever coached there a long time, been there a long time, seen a long time. It's actually probably more the norm anymore than it is different, especially when you've been in the business 31 years like myself. That happens quite a bit. So it's pretty normal.
Going to wrap you up, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a great day.